Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. My name is Mike. That is Miss Regret, Allie Mack.
Goodness gracious.
That's Squidbilly Bo Morgan over there on that side with the top five finish last night in iRacing. And Dylon behind the glass.
Yeah, she had my points, though.
Playing the tunes. Not yet.
That's going to be a protest file.
Calm down. And then now sitting across from me in front of Dylon, his head so big that I can't see Dylon behind him, Rusty Manziel.
A lot of regrets.
A lot of regrets. And that's, here's the thing.
Let's just go into this for just two seconds.
So many different high school conversations have, but Allie a minute ago said if she had to do it over again, she would just go to the courthouse instead of going, you know, have a big wedding.
Oh, God, please talk to my daughters.
Okay, and then I called that a regret, and she's like, no, I didn't regret it. And I was like, you literally just said if you had to do it over again, you'd go to the courthouse. She says it's a lesson learned, though.
It's a lesson learned. It's not a regret. Best day of my life. Let's make sure that's clear. Honey, I love you.
Yes. Thank you, Grant.
Grant's getting a cup of coffee going, what?
Well, dang. Rusty. There's a lot of wasted money.
I went to a wedding this weekend, and my two oldest daughters, ironically, were at. And I kind of laid a little bit of groundwork. I was like, you know, they only had beer. Listen, they only had beer. They only
playing the seed.
They only had beer and wine.
Yeah,
but if you do a liquor, you had to pay for which I get it. I get it. I looked at my daughter Molly. I said, yeah, they're just doing beer and wine. She goes, Dad, it's not a wedding to us open bar. I just said,
I respect that so much.
I said, all right, just go sit down over there. I don't want to talk to you right now.
Here's the thing you're going to learn about that though, and you got a few of them to plan. Okay. They always make it. Just enough. Like, the next tier is just close enough.
Where you're
like,
that's
not that big a deal. You're like, it's like, oh, beer and wine. I don't know the number. $500. And then it's like, but for $700, we can get premium beer. You're like, oh, okay.
I have told them. I said, listen, there's going to be a limit on weddings, but I will write you a check to start life.
Yeah.
I'll write you a check to start life, or you can
use it however you want to.
Or you can have a party tonight.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, God, boy, I'm telling you, she's got the look, and her poor boyfriend is.
Oh no!
I mean, man. I
hope you gave him the look.
I've already put my arm around.
Hey, buddy,
look, guys. Listen, I'm sorry what you're about to inherit. She's beautiful, man. And she loves to cook, but you got your hands full.
I mean,
that's my model. Like, she was in New York modeling and does all that.
Man.
She's a 6-footer, but bless his heart, he's got his work cut out for him.
Atta boy. Speaking of which, I can't wait to meet Allie's dad Friday night. I'm sure that's going to be a fun conversation.
He is going to be there at Father's Day.
At the Father's Day thing. All right, let's get into this high school thing. Speaking of dads and spending money, one of these conversations.
Speaking of crazy
you
dads.
Tweeted this out, actually, was what brought it up to me.
Oh, boy.
A lot of conversation, obviously, with the new rules around Georgia high school eligibility.
Yep.
Let's just start off the top broadly. What was the biggest thing of all of the little nuances that came out yesterday that stuck out to you about this new rule change?
I think you having to prove residency and providing your rental lease contract agreement.
Yes.
So that keeps you from living in Marietta and going to a school in Gwinnett because your mom leased a apartment in Lilburn for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where does your dad live? Wait a minute. Both of your parents, you have custody. Your parents have custody of you, but your dad's going to live in Marietta and your mom's going to live in Lilburn.
Right.
That's no longer going to work.
Wow.
So driver's license has to be changed. I told this story. We had a girl transfer to our high school, my oldest daughter's senior year. She was a pitcher. We just needed a pitcher.
That's convenient.
I had nothing to do with that. I will tell you this, in a small county like we are, the stir that caused, they literally came to their new house and they pulled her drawers out to make sure that she had clothes in her drawers.
Wow.
They did an in. Now,
what year is this?
That was 2018.
Okay.
You can't do that statewide. So let me give you a couple of numbers. 462,000 roughly student athletes in the state of Georgia.
Interesting.
Last year alone, paperwork was filed for over 5,900 transfers, which is a lot. Now, let me tell you this. They can't investigate 5,900 transfers like that.
Right.
We were in a small county. That was a big deal. She was the best pitcher in the county. She came to a school that just so happened to need a pitcher. So it stirred up a hornet's nest in the world of a small school. You can't do that everywhere.
Yeah.
So the way they're going to lay the law down with these rules, and I heard Bo say something about this. They're going to find some gray area, but this is really going to close down a lot of that. You're really going to want to have to transfer your son to a school or your daughter in another sport. This is across the board.
Wow.
So just to piggyback off that, how in-depth do you think these – you said you can't do an investigation for every single person, but how in-depth are these regulations going to get? How nitty-gritty? Because that almost sounds like people might be calling private investigators. Yeah,
well, they don't have enough, and that's the problem. I think people think Georgia High School has 60 employees. They've got about 7 or 8 full-time employees, and they got like 2 secretaries in the office. So they're not going to have their secretary driving over to Crisp County to make sure that DB that just came from Thomasville actually lives there. From my understanding on this, which is really good, the school has to do their own. The school has to provide everything. The school has to provide that lease. So if Mike Johnson wants to transfer into School A, School A is going to have to provide all that paperwork and show that. And if you get caught, you know, with fraudulent paperwork, mm-hmm. you're done. So here's another rule. And I had a lot of questions on this last night. I don't know the answer, but here's one of the questions I had. Does it pertain to private schools? Yes, it does. There's one rule in there, Mike. I don't know if you got this deep yet. If you transfer and you make a legitimate move to school and it's approved, okay, at the end of your freshman year, it wasn't a great year, you don't like the school, you and your wife decide to make a move to this school district and you transfer your kid. He's there for his sophomore and junior season. Something happens, you know what, we're going to transfer. The second move, you're ineligible.
Wow.
Oh.
Now, so it's like old school college rules.
Old school college. Now, there is an appeal process. Okay, there is an appeal process, but they provided multiple samples of kids going to 3 high schools in 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're like, that's done.
Yeah.
That's done. Now, if you do make a move, the second move, you are immediately ineligible. However, there is a hardship case appeal committee you can provide. So if Mike Johnson's wife gets transferred to Macon, she runs a hospital, and you provide all that stuff, those are going to be fine. I don't know how in detail they're going to get, but the second move is going to be even harder than this first move.
Yeah, but how long does an appeal take if you have 7 employees?
They have a meeting every month.
Every month?
Yeah. It's not going to be many of those. I mean, this is going to really – I saw somebody – I don't know who said it.
No.
But I saw somebody's comment on my Instagram post, which Instagram was another whole world.
Hornet's nest.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I need to bring that topic to Instagram. Somebody goes, oh, so basically you better make this first move count.
Yeah.
And that's right.
Well, let me ask you, how does it affect kids coming from out of state?
That's the question.
I can't remember how Dylan Raiola's played out essentially, but I'm pretty sure he was at a high school, left, went to another high school, and then came to Buford, right?
He was in his freshman year, he was in Dallas where his dad does business.
Yeah.
Then he transferred to Arizona for his sophomore year.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Georgia. He then moved into Buford, so he was good.
So
the question is, here's the question I got brought up last night. What if Bo Morgan is playing at North Gwinnett High School? You had a great freshman year, great quarterback. IMG comes in and like recruits, you know what, Abby. You go to IMG, okay, for a year, and then you come back.
Oh.
So there's I don't know.
And you don't have clarity on that.
I don't have clarity on
that.
So, but the rule moving from school to school in Georgia, those are clear.
You,
okay. You-
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You still have to have all the proof that you're back and everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they could say you got to sit out a year?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. He talks about proof. One of the things that jumped out at me in this whole scenario is the fact that, like, everybody in the house has to move, to your point earlier, everybody in the house has to move all the driver's license to move. And it says, and I can't remember the exact wording, but it was, like, in the family unit.
The family and the – if you have – so here's another thing, too, that I know they do this. If you're a homeowner and you put your home up for sale, it better be fair market value in that neighborhood. So you can't go – I'm gonna put my home up for sale for $1 million, but we're gonna go rent it. We're gonna go rent an apartment for a year.
Sure.
When everybody, the average price in that neighborhood's $400,000.
Yeah, and I actually had a buddy that went to Alabama with me who moved high schools for his senior year and moved into did this where they rented an apartment in a certain school district, moved in. It was, you know, their family of four. They lived in a 2-bedroom apartment with bunk beds in one room. And they had to basically, like, certain nights of the week, sleep in the bunk beds, and the rest of the time they would go back to their house across town.
You can imagine the stories I could tell.
I can, yeah.
It's going on right now. There's kids. The big thing is, and this is where you don't have enough people, Allie. If you make a move like in an apartment and you get approved, what would happen is those people would just default on that. You would be there for 2 months. Mm-hmm. You would clear the investigation. And then they would just go back to where their regular home was and be like, either pay that rent or just let it slide, and then go back in the district they are. Once you get cleared once, you're good. You have to start changing your driver's license. All the utilities have to be in the family unit's name. So it's pretty detailed.
And this is immediate, right?
Starts August 1st. Okay. Now that's the question too, because. In the world of high school football, it was a very active portal window in June. So what happened, all these kids finished their school, and then they had a dead week. And I started getting texts like June the 6th, and everybody's like, hey, I'm at a new school. So it was all planned. What did those kids do? For me, I don't think there's anything they can do with those guys. So they're going to vote on this. The executive committee is going to vote on this in July. It'll start August 1st. So really this would affect the next calendar year.
You know, we don't have time. I'm really curious about the college, the ruling that just came down last weekend, and the $20 million, how quickly that's going to go up, how the full range of scholarships is going to go. There's no more 85 rule. You can have, 100 and something kids on scholarship. I mean, I there's so many layers that I'm curious how this is going to affect, you know, guys like Kirby and other coaches in the SEC and how they feel about it.
Well, it's according if the system works. I mean, there's coaches I talk to that think this Deloitte is going to work. This is going to say that – I'm just going to say it because it's a brand. This is going to say that a kid going to Oregon cannot get paid by Nike because the affiliation of Nike to that school. Raising Cane's is affiliated with LSU because of that guy went to Georgia.
Wow.
But obviously, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's different things. Like
Yellowwood.
Yellowwood. Boy, don't get Yellowood and Auburn started.
But
that's as good as Pat Dye's cabin.
But But to that point, though, is it, are they going to be able to like shell companies to pay these kids?
You know, there's going to be gray area.
Are we watching Ozark right now?
Gray area.
No, but I mean, that's the serious thing. I mean,
I agree.
I mean, you tell me Nike couldn't, you know, build like a shell shoe company and pay through that. I mean, or
boat. They've been doing it for 100 years. They're going to find some gray area.
Exactly. Or go back to the envelopes.
They're going to go back to some grandma. I got a new Cadillac.
So the Firebirds are coming back.
They're Chargers now. But the difference is, just say that's the case. You're talking about a $40,000 car versus some kids that I know that are getting $800,000 in high school right now.
Yeah.
And getting – I would love to do, which obviously you can't. What happened when that was signed Friday night – anything that was signed before that does not have to be submitted.
So it's grandfathered.
Yeah. I heard there were deals going out. They got tipped off. I heard there were deals going down Friday all over the country. Like, hey, you need to sign this deal right now or you're subject to not getting this.
Wow.
I wish we could keep you for another segment. I don't want Steak yelling at me.
Hey, can I get Rusty? Can I plan a show?
Don't do that now.
Yeah, he'll get fired up. Appreciate you hanging out with us, though. And obviously, always good to catch up. You know better than anybody. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We come back. We're going to talk more about those Atlanta Falcons. We heard from Drake London yesterday. He had some interesting comments about, hey, throttle down, throttle up. I'll tell you when to do all those things. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.